Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise your podcast. That means that you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jay Lethal, the undisputed champion of the wrestling world.
This is John Sullivan.
It's Babs Ayegbusi.
Michael Thompson talking. It's the phenomenal AJ Styles.
It's Jerry Rosa.
Charles Johnson.
Psycho Killer from Austin, Tampa.
This is Matt Blair. Thank you for listening to Sportscast Radio.
Sportscast Radio.
Welcome to Sportscast Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Late night. Thanks for staying up with us. Oh, there we go. In memorandum of memoriam. What's the word I'm looking for of Jordan when he used the thunk on the air all the time?
Memorandum.
There you go. You know that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Cook here hosting with you. And I brought back Mr. Demetrius Burrell. What is up, sir?
Hi.
Welcome back to the fine airwaves.
Thank you for having me.
Sportscast Radio. Michael Thompson talking to you.
This is the first time in like 5-6 months.
Yeah,
maybe?
You
maybe shorter than that, but it feels like it.
You've been on excursion.
Yeah, I was trying to get better.
Demetrius is like our young lion. He's our Harai Kawato.
I have a gimmick now.
he is the Strong Style Media's first ever intern. An intern's got to jump in all over the place, and that's what he's doing.
Strong Style intern. All
right. He's going to throw a Strong Style performance tonight. We're coming at you hard. We're gonna take probably one break tonight. It's going to be the opening break just to get that out of the way, to give us our little ha, as we said in the show. But look, this might go the full time. It might not. We're going to go right after this.
Good ball.
We weren't even going to do breaks today, too. I was like, nah, we won't do them, but I gotta go to the bathroom. So that's why and he told me to do it before, but I don't listen very well. But we got obviously talk, big game, Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Gotta break it down as if it's going to be all it's cracked up to be, because frankly there's been not a lot of build. So we'll talk what little build there has been, if it's a good thing, if it's a bad thing, if we're excited, not excited for the game. Now that Demetrius is in tonight, we are going to bring up some NHL talk. The playoffs are coming. We're going to talk teams on the cusp of getting in, who's a lock to get in, where we think these guys can roll. We know Jordan is allergic to the ice, so we don't discuss the NHL usually on here. So with Demetrius in the booth here in the studio.
He's allergic to it? What?
I don't know. It feels like it. We don't talk. We don't even talk ice anymore.
I was going to say something, but I don't think it's like proper.
Some people don't talk hockey, and it is a damn shame.
Especially like
in Minnesota.
That makes no sense. I don't know.
I was trying to think of a creative way to do the water runs dry part.
I know what you were trying
and
to
then have you go try. Anyway, we're going to talk some puck. Getting you ready for April coming up, because it's February. We got 2 months left in the season here. But NBA has trounced the NFL for Super Bowl week with news. It just keeps coming every single day. So we got to talk some NHL first. Do you want, or some NBA first, Demetrius, do you want the Bullet Club, Andrade Cien Almas, or Hillbilly Jim?
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club. All right. We're going to take this one break. Be right back.
This is Nick Ciccarelli, the Mad Scientist of Sports. Join me and Dr. D, Derek Jones, live every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, for the Mad Scientist Sports Lab. The big intellect, the experiments on the chalkboard, and the guest subjects will be rolling in. Mad Scientist Sports Lab, only on WBLZ Sports, where we got balls.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, E. Glaze, one half of the dopest sports show on radio, the Crush Sports Talk. Check us out every Tuesday through Thursday right here on WBLZ Sports from 3 to 5 p.m. The dopest sports show on radio with your boy E. Glaze and Maceo Hurd right here on WBLZ Sports. We've got balls.
Check out Thursday Night Tailgate, where NFL legends live on. We bring you five NFL legends every week, sharing their stories and insights, plus our spotlight on the positive. Hear which players are doing great things in their communities. Now on WBLZ Sports Talk Radio and WBLZSports.com.
What's good, sports fans? You may already know me, but if not, my name's Kyle Adams, and I host a weekly show that plays the jams like this.
You're fighting strong of the mic and muscle groove. Right or wrong, go hunter with others' love of you. Cuddle your brother, scuttle, regroup and troubleshoot. But hustle the struggle, don't let the struggle hustle you.
Like this. And like this.
Not dead silent, except the hissing from the tigers. Plenty of us winning, I begin to get inspired. And always hit the digits of the kids that I admire. But it's different these days.
So does Sound Radio. Mondays at 4 p.m. Central, here on blogtalkradio.com and the Unpopular Media Network. What up, Peanut?
Can we just get a made-up play call from you with Ben Roethlisberger going to Antonio Brown for a touchdown and taking it in for a score?
All right. Ben, no huddle. Looks left, looks right, communicates, steps back into the shotgun. D'Angelo to his right. Here's the snap. He's back. He looks. Quick slant over the middle. There goes Antonio Brown. He's loose, and he is going, going, gone.
Kevin Green to Steel Nation Lions. Kevin, great to have you on our show.
Outstanding. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Good to be on the show.
Join Sanders Tisdale and James Owen and co-host Jeff Reed as we talk to some of the biggest names in Steeler Nation Live Sports out there. Check us out every Tuesday night, 6 to 7 p.m., only on WBLZ Sports, the only sports show out there that has balls.
Connecting with WBLZ Sports is so easy, we can do it for free. Yes, on your mobile phone, you can get us for free at WBLZ Sports on your iPhone and your Android. You want to connect with us on social media? Facebook.com/WBLZ Sports. Twitter handle at WBLZ Sports. Instagram at WBLZ Sports. Website, www.WBLZSports.com. Yes, that's right. WBLZ Sports is all over the place, and it's easy to get to us. Why? Because we got balls.
Ídolo.
Sportscast Radio coming back at you with a lie. You know what, Demetrius? I'm a heel.
Yeah.
And because I'm a heel, I didn't play the Bullet Club.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I totally read that wrong, and that's my fault. NBA, though, has a lot going on here. I think we should just let the cat out of the bag right off the bat. Today, I believe it was Chris Mannix. I always forget the guy's name. It's not the Yahoo or the Sports Illustrated guy. It's this dude for ESPN, but apparently, LeBron James said if the Warriors were to ask a meeting of him in the offseason when he is a free agent, he would be a fool to not take the meeting, as they are giving him the respect of trying to talk with him about coming to their organization. He also said it's the same thing if the team like the Spurs were to, or the Miami Heat. So he didn't just say just the Warriors. But that obviously is the team that everybody is clamoring about, and the craze of it. Stephen A. Smith was yelling ferocious.
He was livid.
I will lose all sorts of respect I have for you, LeBron James. You have no decency. I mean, he was like Kirk Cousins.
You like that?
Just coming
you
at
like
someone
that?
In the locker room. What's your thoughts on this? I had a couple thoughts that I threw at you of maybe why, and this is just me, speculating as normal, but even before I even mentioned those said thoughts to you, before we headed out for the shoot job today, initial reaction when you heard LeBron James to Golden State.
Why? Like, how do I explain this? To me, I think it would have been a lot worse than Durant going.
Yeah.
To me, it feels like, LeBron's been there. He's been to the big game. He's won. Durant didn't win. He's number one. So Durant was playing to win.
Yep.
And it feels like to me that, if LeBron goes to Golden State, he's going just so that he can save face, I guess. Because they should be better than they are, and they're not. So he can be on a team that's going to win. Like, they think he's going to win a championship every year, blah, blah, blah. But there's this team called Golden State. So you're going to go to Golden State. It's like when – how do I put this in nerd terms? It's like when Sabretooth became an X-Men.
Uh-huh.
Because he couldn't, like
– He can't beat him, join him.
He can't beat him, so he joined them. He pretty much tried to get that, that good guy himself, so he joined them. What Durant did was fine. I get it. He wanted to win. He wanted a ring. He went. He won.
Mm-hmm.
What LeBron's doing is kind of seems like maybe he's doubting himself that he can't do it with the unit that he has.
He's not going to do it with the unit he has.
No, they're terrible.
Isaiah Thomas is like statistically the second worst point guard in history. And he's 5'7". He's as tall as us.
Yeah. And two, it's like you're the GM, dude. You're the coach, too. You're picking everything. You're losing on your own. This is your fault, but you're going to jump ship that pretty much what you built. So to me, that's kind of a douche thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't really be lose some respect.
You look at breaking news here. I believe this actually just went down. Where did it go? I literally just saw.
Where did it go?
I thought.
Watch it go.
Okay, maybe it did happen. Maybe it hasn't happened. Nikola Mirotic apparently might have been finally traded to the Pelicans. I just got this sense on my phone. That's why I just got up and grabbed my phone while you were talking there. Excuse me. I have like a small cold, and I'm not trying to revisit the first edition of Sportscast Radio, so I do apologize. I got a whole box of Kleenex here. Sometimes you just got to make it work. But to touch on your Cleveland Cavaliers thing, with LeBron as, quote-unquote, the general manager, as you said, it's the 100% truth. They have the second-highest payroll in the NBA, only $300,000 less than Golden State. But you look at the guys on that team, it's all the LeBron guys. Pelicans get clicked at and clicked at. It looks like Demetrius did get this figured out, the alert we got on this trade here.
They got for three players. Let's see here. Pelicans sent 2018 protected first round pick center Amir Ashik. Yes. Guards Tony Allen and Jameer Nelson.
Wow.
For the Bulls.
For New York. Does it say what the protection is on that pick?
2018 protected first round.
My guess is it's probably a lottery pick or something. I don't know. We'll get word as it comes out, guys. This is breaking news. See, this is why we came on Sportscast late night. Is because
Hold on. You keep talking about your point, but I might find it here because there's more to it.
Everybody knew we needed to break the Nikola Mirotic trade, which is totally irrelevant. But we're a couple weeks away, less than 2 weeks, I think, away from the trade deadline.
It's a top five selection.
Okay, so if it falls out of the top five, they get the pick. If it's a top five pick, then it goes back.
Yeah, in 2018, top eight in 2019, and unprotected in 2020.
Okay, so if I'm them, I almost hope that they I guess it depends on the team works. Interesting move with DeMarcus Cousins tearing his ACL going down for the year. I can see why they try to get him here, Nikola Mirotic to be that piece with Anthony Davis. There is swirling rumors of Anthony Davis going to Houston. I don't know if it's working his way there or what it is, because he signed that four-year – well, no, he signed his four-year extension, I think, like 3 years ago. So he may be coming up soon. But anyway, that's beside the point. Touching on what Demetrius said with him being the GM, look at what he got. You know, Tristan Thompson's making 16, 17, and 18 million over the next 3 years. He is not worth that money. And that's the guy that LeBron got paid. J.R. Smith getting 13, 14, and 15 over the next 3 years. Naoman Shumpert 10 and 11 over the next 2 years. Channing Frye is making 7.5. Yes, it's expiring. Kyle Korver is getting 22.5 million over the next 3 years. Kyle Korver can barely walk up and down the court. These are all guys that are getting paid because Dwayne Wade even signed on for 2.3 million. He's not doing much, but you know, they make this trade with giving up Kyrie Irving because, you know, they're beefing. There was a rumor that came out. I don't know if you heard this, that Kyrie Irving, if he didn't get traded by Cleveland, he was going to have season-ending knee surgery. So he didn't have to play for Cleveland. Now,
jeez,
I don't know if you can just make that up.
I would say no.
Like,
jeez.
Like, I mean, okay. You're Dan Gilbert, Demetrius. You're the owner, and I'm Kyrie Irving, and I come walking in here. And I just got done, you know, playing as good as I could in the NBA Finals. And I said, look, season's coming up around the corner here, and I want you to trade me, Dan.
I wouldn't trade him.
Oh, I know. So you're Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, I'd say no.
All right, you're not going to trade me? Well, I'm going to go get season-ending knee surgery.
I feel like that's not something he would do. Come on, now. That's ridiculous.
There's got to be some insurance or, like, some – there's got to be some, like, clause in your contract that, like, can you just up and just – what are you going to do? Like, are you going to put your leg – like, I don't understand how you can just go to a doctor and have knee surgery.
I was going to say, was his knee hurt?
It doesn't seem like it because he's playing like one of the best players in the league right now.
Because you can't just walk up to a doctor and be like, hey, you see this bone in my knee? Can you get rid of that so that I can't play basketball ever again in my life?
I want what happened to Gordon Hayward in the opening game to happen to me.
Or what was it? Who was homeboy that ran into the
Paul George?
Yeah. Something like that happened.
Yeah. What is he going to go? Is he going to do like a Liu Kang from the free throw line and just hope for the best?
Harry Curious is on me. Come on now, get out of here. That was just some made-up crap.
I hope so. Because that just blows my mind. Where'd that come from? I don't know where that came from.
Like saying, I'm just going to break my own leg so I don't have to play. I can see that. But not like I'm going to get career-ending surgery. Come on.
So they get Jay Crowder back. They get Isaiah Thomas. And they get back the Brooklyn pick from that the Celtics had, which on paper was fantastic. You know, everyone's like, wow. Jay Crowder, they got on the books now, making $21 million over the next 3 years, having the worst season of his entire career right now. And you're thinking, Jay Crowder, people wouldn't understand it. I had an epiphany to the Shootout Donald Brashear YouTube video. When or whatever, whoever it was, and no, it was Ovechkin. When you're like, and you're thinking shit, right?
Oh, you cussed on there.
Oh, it's never bad. Late night, right? So anyway, they get Jay Crowder, and you're thinking great, you know. Well, he's not doing anything. I think he's been relegated to the bench. Isaiah Thomas has been injured, so he came back at the beginning of December. Has been mediocre at best. You could almost say Matthew Dellavedova would have been better to hang on to. But then you're like, the one last thing we got is that Charlotte or that Brooklyn Nets pick. Brooklyn's going to be the worst team in the league. You know, we're going to get a good draft pick with them, blah, blah, blah. Well, unfortunately, they're like eight from the bottom. So it might not even be a top 10 pick anymore. What was the coveted asset is now nothing more than barely a lottery pick because Brooklyn keeps winning. They got fleeced, man. And it's starting to show. You know, if you look at these NBA standings right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers are sitting there. They're 30 and 20. Miami's 29 and 22. Washington's 29 and 22. Both of those teams are only a game and a half back. Cleveland only has a 3-game lead over Milwaukee for the 7th seed. Now, mind you, it's bottleneck six, 7.5, 7.5, 8, 9 from 3 to 7. But, you know, they're 6 games behind Boston for the number one seed. They're 4 behind Toronto now. Cleveland's going to be fighting for home court.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't count LeBron James out. I know when you get to the playoffs and you get to the championship, count out LeBron James. But we know damn well that LeBron James is looking past this year to his future. I've gotten good record that there was a chance that Dan Gilbert could have made a move for Eric Bledsoe when he was available, when Milwaukee got him. Mm. They also could have made a move for Paul George when OKC got him, when they gave up Domantas Sabonis and Victor Oladipo for him. Dan Gilbert didn't want to trade that Brooklyn pick. He refused to pull the trigger. He also supposedly was trying to lock LeBron into a 3-year extension if he were to trade that pick, because his mindset is, if I trade this pick, I need you to stay here because this pick is your replacement. From there, it also comes out that Dan Gilbert apparently is trying to sell the team, and it's just much more lucrative to have LeBron James on your team when you sell it. So there's so much going on in there. The fact that Colby Altman, the GM for the Cavs, wasn't on the team during the trade deadline of free agency, so he wasn't acquiring pieces, which also hurt this team's growth. They're in a lot of trouble. We're seeing it. They've lost so many games lately, and now LeBron comes up about going to Golden State.
Yeah, but not Golden State.
To be fair, for him to go to Golden State, they're going to have to move Iguodala, Sean Livingston, and Klay Thompson.
Yep.
Because that's the only way you make the salary work. Yeah. I don't know if I'm moving those three pieces for a 34-year-old LeBron James next year. But boy, I tell you what, if they could make it work. Because they still have Draymond cheap on the books, I believe, for another year.
I wouldn't move Klay, though.
It would have to be Klay. You're not moving Curry.
Well, no kidding. But I'm saying I wouldn't want to break up Klay and Curry.
I mean, you could get Kevin Durant to take less money next year when he comes back up.
Which you probably said he will anyway.
I mean, could you just imagine this? Could that team go 82-0? I mean, is this NBA 2K18 right here? I mean, is this it?
The only
it just
way
blows my mind.
LeBron go to Golden State is if they lose. Like, they lose in the playoffs or in the championship.
What if they go undefeated?
That's fine. And then they lose in the championship.
82-0.
Totally fine with that.
And then they win 15 straight games. They're 97-0. They need one more win to win the championship, and they lose 4 straight.
Totally fine with that.
Oh, my gosh. It'd be like the Patriots losing to the Giants in the Super Bowl. 19-0 going into the big game and then getting beat because Eli made that crazy throw to David Tyree,
right,
who made that catch on his helmet. And then Josh Scott spiked his drink, and I won $100 from him, so I bought everyone Malibuyals and Patron shots.
So I have a question for you. Does that put Cleveland past the worst organization, past Sacramento?
Oh, yeah.
Because Sacramento
Maybe.
Was pretty bad for a while.
Maybe. Sacramento, to their credit.
They're rebuilding right now, though.
D-A-A Ron Fox. D-A-A Ron Fox.
Woo!
He's great. Buddy Hield's playing well. You know, they got Mr. Jackson out of the draft, middle of the pack. They got Skull. Can you pass the Cavassier, Labassier? They got Georgios Papagiannis. You know, I mean, Willie Cauley-Stein's there. They got a decent organization. They're doing the best they can. They got a good coach because didn't they pick up Dave Yeager?
Mm.
I mean, Dave Yeager's a really good coach. I almost wanted him over Tom Thibodeau for the Timberwolves, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I look at a couple scenarios. One I mentioned to you, now I'll allude to that, you know, could this be something like LeBron's so jealous of this teamwork and chemistry that he, you know, he wants that and envies it?
Could be.
Maybe not. You know, is it, I really don't care what people think of me, even though that's the exact opposite we know of LeBron James, and that's why he's just, screw it, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
This came in. This is actually from our guy Nick Hagberg. You guys remember Nick Hagberg, you get to know him. I agree with that, but at the same time, he talks about his future in basketball from a business standpoint. Would hurt the league, and he'd lose a lot of respect, which is why the Lakers are a perfect fit for LeBron with Magic Johnson running things. I like your logic, Hagberg. Thank you for the Laker love, because we need that. Shout out to Nick Hagberg, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He is bringing back the Get to Know Him the next week or two here. So we don't know what show. He's going to just randomly do it. There might be a boxing one. There might be a wrestling one. There might be a sports one. We don't know. So some of these shows are going to happen. But yeah, thanks for the take, Hagberg. We'll see you at the shoot job tomorrow.
The shoot job.
I do not remember what this is. I got something here that says WC throwback match.
Oh, somebody stop the damn match! Enough's enough!
Oh my god!
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I saw that. And I was like, what is that? So here's my ultimate scenario, though. Now I want to ask you this too. I want to ask you this. Do you think a good thing or a bad thing for the NBA if he goes there?
I'll say bad.
And that was kind of my thought.
It's like, I hate doing the nerd thing, but I always do it. It's like Batman joining Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Like his nemesis is Golden State right now. Why would you join them? It's like Leonardo joining like Shredder. I'm going to keep going with the nerdy references, but no, it's a bad thing, dude. I don't want to see that. It's like,
as a fan, does it make you go, why am I watching this?
I mean, you're talking as if I was a fan.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Or more of a fan?
Related to this, if Connor McDavid and Erik Karlsson, because there's so many more positions, went to the two-time defending champion Penguins to play with Crosby and Malkin.
I wouldn't watch hockey again. There's no point for that.
Your three centers are McDavid, Crosby, and Malkin.
There's no point for that.
With Chris Letang and Erik Karlsson back.
So then it would turn into, do we get to see LeBron win a championship or do we get to see him lose? It would just flip to, well, we're going to see LeBron win a championship again. No, I'm good. I'm all right. I'm cool. This is where
if we were taking breaks, this would be the segue. Because I would say this is where I'll tell you you're wrong right after this. Sportscast, Strong Style Media. But we're not going to break. No, you're not. No, you're not. I wish we had the Houseway button. Houseway!
But go on with your point.
I'm gonna go. You spark something in my head, and I'm going to take this nerdy comic wrestling style crazy approach to this, Demetrius, and I'm glad you mentioned the Batman Joker and Leonardo Shredder, which doesn't matter because Raph's the leader anyway.
No,
so
not.
We don't know.
No,
you get the flare again for that
no,
one.
No, he's not.
Woo! This one?
Try it!
So wrestling was in need of a good slap in the chest. Do you remember?
I know where you're going with this.
Where am I going?
No, just go ahead.
Okay, at least tell me the error or the broad spectrum before I break this down.
I can't say really a spectrum, but I know it has to do with the Monday Night Wars, doesn't it?
Kind of, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you could say it was. What was the first crazy thing on Monday Night Raw or Monday Night Nitro that you can think of that really made you go, whoa?
The first crazy thing?
Like one of the first things, and this might be way far-fetched where I'm going with this.
Well, it wasn't even like a Raw or a Nitro. It was just Hogan going heel, period.
Well, you have to build Hogan going heel.
True.
Scott Hall shows up on Nitro.
Yeah, the invasion.
And you're going, why the hell is Razor Ramon on WCW?
I know what you're going to hear.
So at Bash at the Beach, we get Kevin Nash and Scott Hall as a tag team, which Kevin Durant and Steph Curry will say is Hall and Nash. And then you get the team of the Houston Rockets, where LeBron might be rumored to go to. We'll say Sting is James Harden. We'll say Macho Man is Chris Paul, and Lex Luger's Clint Capella. And it's Bash at the Beach. We'll say the Western Conference Finals. And the team of Steph Curry and Kevin Durant are on the ropes by Clint Capella. and by James Harden and by Chris Paul. And there's a ref bump. And Curry and Durant start cheating a little bit when all of a sudden the big free agent for Houston, LeBron James, starts coming down the aisle. And the place is going nuts because these invaders are finally going to get stopped. And LeBron gets in the ring and Steph Curry and Kevin Durant run like bitches. Only for LeBron to drop the leg on James Harden and go to the Golden State Warriors.
You totally butchered your story, though.
Why?
Because you were talking about him like being with the Rockets.
Yeah, because a lot of people think that he's going to go to Houston.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you get.
Because him and Chris Paul are the banana boat.
The what?
Him, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo, and Chris Paul. Haven't you ever seen the picture with them on a banana boat together? They're the team banana boat. Well, LeBron drops the leg drop on the banana boat, and he goes to the bay, and he forms the new world order with Curry and Durant. What? You don't like it?
Banana boat?
Yeah, dude. Wait, okay, forget the banana boat. My point's on point.
No, your point is on point. I'm just saying, you had to say the banana
bowl? Yes. I'm serious, man.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's a don't do this. It's not that. It's not a I'll even give you the ending. It's not
I just got soaked
from my hot knowledge telling you LeBron's dropping the leg and he's going heel. And when Hulk Hogan joined Hall and Nash in the NWO, what did everybody do on Monday nights?
Watch WCW.
They tuned in, right?
Wouldn't that make you mad, though?
Probably, because I want them on the Lakers because I'm so pissed.
Exactly, because all I heard was, I'm going to get to him. I'm going to do this. If he goes to Golden State.
But I tell you what, every week on ESPN, you get to tune in and watch the Golden State Warriors versus so-and-so, and you literally are going to tune in to watch him lose even more than ever. And now you get Curry and Durant, nothing against Draymond and Clay, but Curry and Durant are the studs. I mean, they're two all-stars, and they're high-fiving, and they're too sweet in each other because they just went and they grabbed Hulk Hogan. And, say your prayers, take your vitamins, brother. We're going to beat the evil empire. And he joins it. He joins it. How is that not good? Ratings are up like 35% in the NBA since Kevin Durant went there. Come on. Does it not have some legs?
It does. It does. I just don't want to see him on that team.
1-347-857-1060. We may take your phone calls. I don't know. Depends how we're feeling. I see you sitting on hold there. We may take your call. Just depends if Ryan runs out of steam. See, I need to get that voice thing where I can have like, Ryan Cook ain't answering your phone.
I just don't want to see it. I don't want to see it at all.
Would you rather see LeBron James on the Warriors?
Don't do this to me because I know where you're going with
this. Where am I going? Or LeBron James on the Lakers?
Yep.
No, I was going to say, or the next ball kid to get drafted to Sacramento and you get to see LeVar Ball at every Sacramento game.
Wait, huh?
What if the Kings take LiAngelo Ball?
No.
Luke, you subbed Lonzo out early in the first and third quarter, to get him run with the second unit, and then that unit played very well together. Can you talk a little bit about the thought process on that and why you think that unit works so well?
Yeah, his dad was talking, so I took him out early.
I love that clip. I'm not saying it's going to happen, and I'll – oh, excuse me on that one. I didn't mean – did that make me louder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe these microphones just needed to be in an awkward position for them to work better.
Could be.
They sound fantastic tonight. I'm not saying he's going to the Warriors. I'm 95% saying it's not going to happen. But I also said that it's 95% that Okada's not beating Naito. I also said it was 95% that Okada's not beating Omega. Okada beats both of them.
Mm.
I also said, as much as I'm bragging about it happening and speaking it into existence, I'm 90% sure that the Lakers won't get the number two pick to get Lonzo Ball, and they're gonna ruin it because they started winning games. They got the number two pick. I said, I'm 90% sure that the Lakers probably won't win 20 games this year just for the fact that, yes, they added some good young talent. And, yes, I may be higher on this Kuzma kid from Utah they drafted, but I don't think it's going to happen. In 50 games, the Lakers have 19 wins. It's happening. There's no way they're losing 30 games in a row. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. But, I mean, to be realistic, they're only 7 games out of a playoff spot. Stranger things have happened. This is where we need Houseway.
And I hope it's not.
Let's ask somebody else. You know, Peanut, what do you think about LeBron joining the Warriors? I concur. Blake Griffin signs a 5-year, $171 million deal with the LA Clippers and gets traded to the Detroit Pistons for Avery Bradley, Tobias Harris, future first and a future second. Good move for the Clippers. It seems like they're in a fire sale. I would imagine Lou Williams is next, which is I would love Lou Williams back on the Lakers now that I was glad they traded Lou Williams, and everyone said, why the hell would you want them to trade Lou Will? I said, because we need to tank and lose and suck to get Lonzo. Now that we've got Lonzo and we don't have a
fall for ball.
Yeah, we're going to fall for ball. But, and we did. What did I say? We're going to fall for ball. We fell so far.
Too bad he's
hurt. Hey, man, they're doing okay without him, though. They couldn't win without him before. They figured Kyle Kuzma is
Kuzma's
a
beast.
G.
I like Kuzma.
Kuzma, think
like
of this.
But I like him.
I'm gonna shout out to Rob Pelinka. Kyle Kuzma came in a trade where they got Kuzma, Josh Hart, and Brooke Lopez, and they got rid of Timofey Mozgov.
Yeah.
And just
what was his contract again?
Oh, it was like $52 million for 4 years.
Ugh.
They said, hey, Brooklyn, how bad do you want D-loading? How bad do you want D'Angelo Russell? They're like, oh, we want D'Angelo Russell. Tell you what, you give us that late first you got, we'll take Brooke Lopez's contract too. Really? You just got to do us one favor. Is that okay? What do you want? Yeah, take Mozgov. Sure. Dummy. We need the Eli Drake dummy button. Because Rob Pelinka drafts Josh Hart and he drafts Kyle Kuzma. Kuzma that late in the draft is probably the best steal in that draft. This is like a, you know, Draymond Green was the 34th pick in his draft.
Wow.
So you can find gems if you draft well. Rob Pelinka is 1-for-1. And I'll say Josh Hart is a stud for being the 30th pick. I'll take it. 28 and 30, and you're giving me Kuzma and Josh Hart. Let's go. Stranger things have happened, man. But, yeah, Blake, I don't even know how we got to that Lakers talk.
I don't know.
Because we were talking.
No, it was a LeBron segue.
No, because we said Blake Griffin, Detroit first and second round pick.
True.
But he signs that deal, gets moved to Detroit. What do you think of this move? Is this, oh, yes, now I remember how we got there, because I was saying you can give me Lou Will back, because now that we don't need to tank anymore, I'll take him because we don't have a pick next year.
Mm.
That's how we got there. You know, if you guys want to take Lou Alding, that'd be fantastic. I'm sure they're going to just buy out Lou Alding and stretch his contract over like 5-6 years, which is going to suck. But, hey, anything to get LeBron and Paul George next year, because it's going to happen. But I tell you what. Blake Griffin puts up 20-something, 10 boards tonight. They win their game 104-102 against the Memphis Grizzlies, winning in his first game. Eastern Conference, Reggie Jackson at the point, Andre Drummond, Blake Griffin. You think that can do any damage in the East?
I haven't paid attention to, like, Detroit since they were wearing the, what was it, the teal joints with the
the Grand Hill?
Yeah. So
Detroit is a game behind Philly for the 8th seed right now. So they're fighting for a playoff spot.
Maybe. Next year.
Clippers are also a game out of a playoff spot behind Denver. They ain't catching Denver. Denver just slapped the Thunder tonight. Denver's tough. Denver's two games over 500 sitting in the 8th seed.
Just a random thought because I was trying to do research. Did you see what Blake Griffin did, though?
Mm-mm.
He forgot his jersey. He was getting subbed in, and he took his little shirt off or windbreaker gimmick, didn't have it on. So Tolliver, I think his name is?
Anthony Tolliver?
Yeah, he had to play so that Griffin could get his jersey.
What, he leave in the locker room or something?
No, it was like underneath the seat or something. I have the video still pulled up, but he left it like sitting there,
like in it, like the on the bench, or under what seat?
It was like, it's weird. Look,
okay, so he took the jersey off.
He takes the jersey off,
and he has no jersey.
He has no jersey, so he's looking around.
There we go. Now he's got it.
We're back, and we're in.
Blake Griffin.
What? Well, that's funny.
Man, he's forgetting everything. He forgot his woman back in L.A.
Who's he dating?
What's the Jenner? What was her name?
Oh, Kendall.
No, wasn't it Kylie?
No, he's dating Kendall.
He's dating the one that I thought the one that you said was dating Tyga.
No, that's Kylie. That's the younger one.
Is she not dating him?
No.
Okay, so he's dating.
He's dating Kendall.
Is that the older one?
She's like the, I don't know these heifers.
Well, apparently this is your pop culture reference for Alex and Kyle. She was glad that he got traded to Detroit because it would be easier to break up with him because she is not going near Detroit.
B word.
So, so she's not the one that's dating Tyga.
No.
Do you think when they're dating, she calls him Tyga?
Yes. It's why they're not dating anymore, but yes.
Well, why wouldn't she call by what's his real name?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
His Stanley?
Name, his name is
Tyga. Tyga. That's like, do you think when Nick Young was dating Iggy Azalea, he called her Iggy?
Probably.
He didn't call her Amethyst?
Oh, my God. Hold on. I got to use the Wikipedia. Is her name really Amethyst?
It's Amethyst.
She probably called him Swaggy P, too, though.
Like I just got an Amethyst pole in 2K. Deb just looks like his head's going to explode that I said that her name is Amethyst.
She's white, right?
Yeah, she's from Australia, I think.
As a black man, I can say that I don't agree with some of my people's naming their kids Porsche or, like, Mercedes. Because I understand you want a Porsche or a Mercedes. You named your daughter Amethyst? I gotta know if this is actually her name.
I think it is.
Amethyst?
Amethyst.
I'm not gonna be like, hey, Amethyst, where you at?
Well, yeah, but see, I'm not gonna be like, hey, Iggy.
I would rather say Iggy than Amethyst.
Iggy.
For one.
I feel like I'm talking to a toddler.
Yeah, but what if you're having a good time? And you say Amethyst is too much to say. Iggy is easier.
I'll go, hey, girl. Ayo, ayo, am.
So,
am. So Blake Griffin goes to the Detroit.
Well, wait. No, hold on. No. So you're telling me you would rather call her Amethyst than Iggy?
I think so.
I'm sorry. I have to clarify this real quick.
Like, hey, I'm glad you spent Valentine's Day with me.
Amethyst.
Let's go get some food. Amethyst.
That's
I feel like I gotta be like baby face.
If I ever have a daughter, I'm naming her Rupee.
Rupee.
I'm naming her Rupee. This is another video game. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Would you give a first-round draft pick for Tyreek Evans?
No. Even though I don't really know what Tyreek has done.
Tyreek!
I don't like him. I just like on Sacramento, so I'd say no.
Yeah, I don't know if they're gonna if they fetch a first rounder for him, it's going to be a late pick, like the San Antonio Spurs late pick type thing.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Trade deadline, like I said, is coming around the corner. You know, there's going to be a lot of dirt trades that nobody cares about. You're going to find a lot of amethyst gems in these trades. I hope we get something exciting, man. I really do. Demetrius just took it out and put it to his head.
I hate this world. I don't get it.
Like I said, I don't want to take any breaks tonight. I just want to, here you go. Make sure to check out Sunday night, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on, Demetrius is leaving. Standing 8 Count Radio.
Coming at you live is the standing 8 count, and it starts now.
Before the first round, I'll make a back down. I'm coming for the ground, and no, we don't back down. I beat the track down, screaming loud, the crowds gon' react wild. Pound for pound, I'm the best in this game, and hands down. The way I stand out, ain't looking for a handout. I'm undisputed, gassed up, and never ran out. I'm underrated, undefeated, and look to
break. That's your commercial break, baby. I just want to keep this show going, man. I'm having a good time. I'm excited to be on. We didn't get to go on Tuesday. Jordan's going through some work changes, but we'll be getting on a normal schedule coming up very soon here. Tuesdays probably will be an earlier show each week, so we'll probably come at you somewhere between that 6 and 10 o'clock hour, just like we do for other shows. But we're 2 days before the Super Bowl. We got to talk it. Demetrius, I don't feel like there's a lot of build this year. Normally there's, you know, if the Vikings would have been in it, it's the team playing in front of their home fans are making the Super Bowl. This is, okay, Philadelphia had the best record in the NFC, and the Patriots had the best record in the AFC, and they're playing each other in the Super Bowl. The biggest headline I've heard was Tom Brady not going on a local sports show he does every week because the guy said something about his daughter acting out in public, and he didn't appreciate it. And he addressed it on the air, and that's the only thing I've heard. I mean, literally, there's nothing I've heard otherwise.
You know what the most I've heard about is not even the game itself. It's just, like, all the interaction and everything they're doing in Minnesota Porter. Like, it's not even the two teams. It's not about that. Diggs was over at the Mall of America doing things. Like, it's not even about the two teams in it.
Randall McDaniel was doing a signing at the Mall of America Lids.
Yeah, like, everybody's just – it's not even about the game or the teams in it. Nobody cares. The only thing I want to see is Tom Brady. I guess I hate that I'm cheering for them, but Brady gets a 6. I don't want Philly to win.
I've decided that I'd rather the Eagles beat the Patriots, but I'd rather the Patriots beat the Eagles fans.
I'll take that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are my most hated team. I wore Packers jerseys and hats when they played the Steelers like 5 years ago in the Super Bowl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia Eagles are now on that list as well, so I just hate the entire state of Pennsylvania when it comes to the NFL.
Which is fair.
Sorry if you don't like it. If you don't like it, go listen to a different show. Because you're not going to hear me compliment anybody.
Yep.
I'll compliment Carson Wentz. I like Carson Wentz. But looking at this game right now, what's your stories? Tom Brady going for a 6th Super Bowl ring, potentially his 5th MVP. The Eagles dominating the best defense in the NHL or the NFL and the Vikings to get here with a backup quarterback. Nick Foles. Could Nick Foles beat Tom Brady in a Super Bowl? I mean, like, those are the storylines.
Mm.
That's not appealing to me.
Yeah.
You know, last year we had the Falcons have never won a Super Bowl. It's this high-powered offense. You know, blah. Like, there's a little more to it. You know, Matt Ryan, he's finally here. Julio Jones is finally here. This is a team that can match the Patriots scoring for – like, this Patriots-Eagles game, dude, this could be a 35-10 game, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, last year the Patriots were coming out for revenge on Deflategate. You know, there was so much more to it, whereas this year I'm just like, eh.
I mean, the biggest headline that's going to come out of this whole game is how many Eagles fans got beat up by, like, Minnesota.
Well, I don't think we're going to. I know what you mean, though.
Minnesota has nothing. We're coming for blood.
I wish we were throwing chop blocks like Tonya Harding's bodyguard with billy clubs.
Put some skewers in.
Why me?
Put skewers on people's heads like they did, like dude did that OVE guy. Impact Wrestling. Just like,
Ortiz on the top of that ladder.
Yeah. It does nothing for me. I really don't care.
Like, I'm just, you know, I'm going to watch the game because it's the Super Bowl and I need to talk about it on the radio and, you know, but like, I'm more interested to watch Peter Dinklage talk about this bag of Doritos that's sitting across from me that I'm going to smash after this show's over and we're playing NBA 2K. That's what I'm more intrigued about, and it sucks.
I'm more excited, like I always am, for the commercials, but I'm more excited for the commercials more than I always am.
And I'm excited for Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
that's cool. Are we going to get a Janet Jackson booby?
Come on, Janet.
Are we getting a booby?
Come on, Janet.
You know, and it's depressing because if you think about it, if the game would have went differently on Sunday, both of them, frankly, if the Jaguars wouldn't have let that last touchdown in, you know how big of a Jaguars guy I've become in the last couple of years. I'm a huge Jalen Ramsey fan. I love Miles Jack. I thought Fournette was a great pick. You know, when we were interviewing the Jaguars reps the last couple of years, I said this team could make a Super Bowl run. They just need to grow up. AJ Bouye they get from Texas or the Texans, Calais Campbell they get from the Cardinals. You know, this team loses Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson, their top two wide receivers. Blake Bortles is under peril for being a bad quarterback, but they figure it out and they are fantastic, and I love it. Dante Fowler's playing to his potential. Malik Jackson's playing good in the front there at defensive tackle. And I started going, you know what? Nobody likes the Jaguars. Obviously, I'm a Vikings and Cardinals guy. They're both NFC. I need an AFC team. Damn it. Demetrius, I'm going to become a Jaguars fan. And it's cool because then I get to fight with Jordan because he's a Titans fan and they're in the same division.
That's so true.
You know, so it's like this is going to be my team this year. And they get to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
And then my other team gets to the NFC Championship. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. The one team that I've, you know, the Vikings, obviously, and the team that I adapted 2 years ago last season because they needed some love and nobody gives it to them.
I kind of did a few years ago because we played our little My Player thing.
Mm-hmm.
We all did a little connected season. I was the Jaguars.
Yep.
And I brought them to the big game. But no, I get what you're saying.
You know what? I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome.
Right.
You know, obviously I'm going to be pissed if the Vikings lose, but it's not going to be as heartbreaking because I'm kind of becoming a softie for the Jags.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars lose by 4. They play such a good game against New England.
And then lose.
Could you imagine if they won that game, how much different this conversation may be right now if I'm looking going, Jags-Eagles?
Yeah, well, think about it, too, because then you have the underdog team that beat Tom Brady
and
the Patriots, and then you have the history-making team in the Vikings that would have been or would have.
Well, even if the Eagles still won.
Right, but you know what I'm saying, though? Like, if it was the Vikings and the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, and I'm getting to that.
Right.
But I'm at the Jaguars playing the Eagles. No team, none of them have ever won a Super Bowl. The Jaguars, you know, just an expansion team 15 years ago when they came in with Mark Brunell at quarterback. You know, this is a good story. They were a terrible team who built through the draft, made some nice moves. Tom Coughlin came in, and they did great.
Mm.
So now I got a team to root against the evil juggernaut asshole fans that are the Eagles. And I'm ecstatic because it's the Jags. Instead, I got to cheer for the Patriots. So that hurts. To go with what you were saying, if the Vikings would have won, I get to cheer for my hometown Vikings at home against the dynasty that is the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
The Vikings lost too. So I got heartbroken back-to-back games that 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Which is really taking – you know, if one of those two teams was in, I guarantee you this would have led the show, and this would have been a more prominent focus for me. But it's not, and I'm telling you, I'm sorry I put NBA in front of it. NBA is freaking hot right now. I'm loving the NBA. And I'm loving it to the point that I'm not even talking the Super Bowl first.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to that bag of tortilla chips I was talking about.
Tortilla chips?
What is it? Yeah, them joints.
Yeah, tortilla chips. Come on now.
Yeah, Deb, just you know, for correcting me on that, you get there. You're the real MVP. MVP. All right, that's all. But it's just there's not a lot of peril and excitement behind this. It's all right, you know, it's top two teams. Here we go. I don't know. I mean
that stuff is, or like aside of that too. Does, like, the whole thing that we've seen with the videos coming out and all their people being stupid, does that affect it, too, for you? Like, because to me, it's just, I'm just kind
of... What people are you talking about?
The Eagles fans.
Oh! Well,
like, after that, does that kind of affect your opinion a little bit, too? Because just, I mean, the two teams, I really...
Okay, I'll say this. My first ever favorite football player was Randall Cunningham. And this was 1991-92 when he was on the Eagles, not the Vikings, you know, in 98-99 when we made that run. I used to wrestle in a Donovan McNabb jersey.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was a big Eagles fan from
the... We worked each other and you wore that.
Yeah, the rematch.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one was the
black
Vic
one.
Yeah, because I wore the Vic on the injury.
Yes.
But I was an Eagles supporter from probably 1990 until... couple years ago when I kind of fell off on him, and I was going, you know what, I really like Carson Wentz, North Dakota State kid. You know, they have a really good team. Nelson Aguilar, I know a lot about because of all the LA radio I listen to. He's from USC. They have a great defense. Jay Ajayi coming in after Miami deals him off. LeGarrette Blount. You know, just a good story of players and you know, just a bunch of guys put together. But those fans just turned me off, dude.
Mm.
Like, those fans just ruined it for me. And now I can't stand them.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't. Dude, I'm going to wear my Lawrence Maroney or my Drew Bledsoe.
And it sucks, though. That
on Sunday.
A certain bunch of people ruined it for everybody else. Like, I don't know how much truth there is to that, but, like, the players trying to get served at restaurants and people weren't, like, serving them just because of that and blah, blah, blah. Those group of people that were doing what they did pretty much ruined a good experience for everybody else.
Yeah.
And the people that actually did that and got caught on video for that should go...
The Millie
thing pisses me off.
Yeah. You know, me and Jordan talked about how annoying that is.
If that was my grandma or your grandma, God bless both of their hearts, I would hurt someone.
Yeah, that pisses me off.
Like, if I seen them walking into a Lids... I'd be like, you're the one that was talking about my grandma. I would punch them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care either way. But I want...
Could you imagine bringing them in the store and be like, hey, you're the one that had the Millie sign, right? Yeah. And we're at Maplewood. And all of a sudden, I googly eye them. And you're behind the counter just staring at them. And I grab that big hook and I pull the cage down.
Oh,
and then lock the... Or I guess maybe it would be the doors. We close the doors and like we're gonna have a conversation.
Yeah, it's just gonna be
even if they could kick both of our asses.
I don't care.
Well, no, listen. Even if they could kick both of our asses, could you imagine the fear in their minds just watching us go, we're gonna have a conversation and the doors close?
Oh yeah.
They might poo their pants.
And I'm not trying to steal from the man because he's a monster, but I would look at them and be like, you are not leaving here till you get these hands.
Run!
No, but seriously, it's like, it that does take away from it. It's the Super Bowl. It should be fun, whatever, you know. People.
But it's not!
It's boring. I don't really, it's not, I can't say it's boring, I just don't care. You know, and working, like, you worked at Lids before, and, like, you know, me being a manager now, I'm just kind of like, I'm selling this stuff, but why?
Like, when New England played Seattle, I like Seattle a little bit low-key because I used to love Sean Alexander, and I'm a big Cam Chancellor guy, and I always loved the Richard Sherman, Michael Crabtree thing, but I went hard for Seattle because I wanted them to beat New England. You know, I went out and bought that Richard Sherman jersey, the authentic one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah, that was when I was Small America Lids filling in for that dude who was sick every day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
but like it comes to this one, and I'm just like, I thought about going out and getting a Gronk jersey just because I think Gronk is at least kind of cool. Like, he's just kind of that dude who's like, that guy's kind of cool. You know, he's at WrestleMania getting in the ring, pushing Jinder Mahal, who then went on to win the world title after losing to Mojo. But, you know, it's like, that guy's kind of cool.
Call me crazy, though, but it always seems like with Minnesota, you know, all of us Minnesotans, that it always seems like there's going to be something that we dislike and hate. Something always happens. It could be like the same week or the next week that makes us cheer for something that we hated.
How just, so?
Like,
obviously this, but give me another example.
Like this, and then like people themselves. It could just be people themselves. But for me, it was like cheering for New Orleans. I was cheering for them. Low-key liked them because of Ducey. But then the Vikings thing happened. Now I hated them. Wanted them to lose. That was going to be my second team. Like, regardless, I was like, yay!
Yeah.
You know, there's always it's weird. I'm probably going on a tangent, but it's really weird. It's really,
really
weird.
It's all good. So I don't know. I don't have a lot behind it. I think New England wins, and I think they're winning by a couple touchdowns.
Eagles win.
Oh, don't say that.
They might
say that.
It's gonna happen.
Honestly, I don't have any more that I have any interest in talking about the Super Bowl.
Not me either.
Let's talk some hockey.
Woo!
We love puck. We're gonna puck with you right now.
Oh, excuse me?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said we love puck.
Oh, okay.
Puck it, man. Let's talk puck. Go Vegas, by the way, beat Winnipeg tonight, the top two teams in that Western Conference.
So is that 35?
Vegas now has 72 points. Winnipeg has 69. What do you mean 35?
Wins.
For, no, 34 with that.
Is that 34?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start East. God, they're only, Vegas is only 1 point behind the Lightning for the best record in the league.
Wow.
you want to start East or West?
Go West.
Western Conference. So right now we're looking at the six teams that are not battling for a wild card. Well, are but not. This is where it gets interesting. So the Vegas Knights, 72 points. They're the number one seed in the entire conference. San Jose, which would be the two in the Pacific, with 60, and Anaheim, which would be the three at 60, have less points than Dallas, who's fighting for a wild card spot, because that Central Division is so good. You got Winnipeg 69 in the number one seed, Nashville 67 in the two, St. Louis was 65 in the three. You got Dallas at 62, Colorado at 60 as the last two wild card teams. Meanwhile, behind them, Minnesota at 59, the Kings at 59, and Calgary at 58. Calgary with a win tonight over the Knights would have been tied with Colorado and Anaheim and San Jose for a playoff spot. So I mean, you're looking at three teams locked out, just 1 and 2 points behind. Calgary and the Kings do have a game in hand on Colorado and Minnesota, so that benefits the Avs and the Wild. Chicago sitting there with 55 points, Edmonton with 48, Vancouver 48, and Arizona stinking at the bottom with 33. First team I want to look at right now, third from the bottom, and it's only because they have one more win with a game in hand, the Edmonton Oilers. We thought they were going to make the Stanley Cup final against Pittsburgh. They're 12 points out of a playoff spot with 32 wow. games left. What is wrong with the Edmonton Oilers, Demetrius?
I have no idea. Like, I have no clue. Because last time I checked, they were doing, like, amazing. But they were studs. Is somebody hurt? Like, is McDavid out?
They're 22 and 24.
How does that happen?
They're just struggling. It's, you know, it's one of those things where I understand that we had these high expectations because of how well they played. The young talent that they had, there was a lot of talk of Jesse Puljujarvi was going to be playing on the main club. But I just wonder if some of it peaked. Like, you look at a guy like Leon Draisaitl, who was such a big proponent in how well Well, I cannot pull this up. This is frustrating. You know, like I said, Leon Draisaitl was doing so well last year to the point that I believe he got paid. I mean, did they not give Draisaitl a big contract, if I remember right?
I thought they did.
I'm
trying to bring up, like, who they lost to and everything like that, too, to see where the downfall happened. But
I can't get a damn signal.
You know what? Honestly, sadly, it kind of makes sense because the only thing when you hear about the Oilers is McDavid.
But I mean, you got Milan Lucic, Nugent Hopkins. You know, I mean, you got so many good players on this team. Like I said, Draisaitl gets paid. You know, I'm pulling up right now. Connor McDavid's got 17-39. He's got 56 in 50 games. Draisaitl does have 42 points in 46 games, so he is playing good. But then you get a drop off. Ryan Nugent Hopkins 16-15 in 46. Lucic only has 9-21 in 50. Patrick Maroon's got 13-13 in 48. Ryan Strome's got 7-13 in 50, which is 20 and 50 point games. I mean, that's not even half a point a game. Then your next leading scorer is Darnell Nurse, who hasn't even been a full-time defenseman. He's got 6 goals, 12 assists, and 50. You know, everyone was really high on them bringing Chris Russell in. He's only got 3 goals, 14 assists at D. Mark Letestu, who's only got 8-8 and 49. Jesse Puljujarvi, the guy I was talking about, he's only got 9-6. You know, this team is Oscar Klefbom in 46 games, only has 3 goals and 8 assists. Camilleri's only got 2-7. They traded Taylor Hall for Adam Larson. Remember that big trade where I was saying, hey, man, they got themselves the defenseman? Yes, it cost them Taylor Hall, but they got their defenseman of the future.
Right.
40 games, 3 goals, 3 assists. He's not helping at all. His team's struggling. Cam Talbot, 39 games started. He's only 18-7. Dude's got a 3.14 goals against average, a 901 save percentage. He's letting in a goal every 10 shots. You know, and if he's facing 30 shots a game, they need to score 4 goals to win these games.
Right.
And a lot of people thought Cam Talbot was going to be the guy to put them over the edge. You know, I not only myself, but each and every one of y'all might be eating crow come April. Because I think we all had Edmonton in the conference finals or the Stanley Cup.
I think so.
It's not happening.
I think so.
Blackhawks are sitting 24-20. They have 25 points, but they're in the last place in the Central. Winnipeg's in first, Nashville 2, St. Louis 3, Dallas 4, Colorado 5, Minnesota and Chicago are the bottom of the division with Colorado ahead of us.
Which I didn't see that
now. And the Wild are 27-18. We're the sixth best team in our division. Only one team's worse than us. And we're only a game out of a wild card. So, I mean, that just goes to how good that Central Division is. You know, you look at the West. I mean, what do you see coming out of this? Is this let's look at the top two teams. I mean, Winnipeg 30-13-9. Vegas is 34-12-4. Let's start with the Winnipeg Jets, who've underachieved since they've moved to Winnipeg. Can they sustain this? You know, ever since they brought this franchise back after it moved from to Carolina, can this team sustain the success?
How long ago was that, though? Was that like,
I don't know, 8-9 years ago?
Not that they brought them back, that they became the Jets again?
Because they were the Atlanta Thrashers.
I remember the Thrashers. That wasn't like 9 years ago. I swear it wasn't 9 years ago.
Maybe it was less. Because I remember.
I'm going to say it was like 5.
I think in 2007, when Rantheride bought this house, I had that Ilya Kovalchuk jersey.
Yeah, and they had Heatley on the team, too. On the Thrashers, I thought.
No, because they had traded him. He went to Ottawa. Remember, Ottawa had.
No, I know Ottawa had him.
They had. He went there from Atlanta because they had Spezza, Alfredson, and Heatley. Because then Heatley left Atlanta or left Ottawa to go to the Sharks to play with Thornton.
Oh,
and then he came here for Setoguchi or whatever it was.
Yeah.
So no, Danny Heatley was never Winnipeg Jets.
I wasn't saying he was. I'm saying like when they switched over.
Yeah, he was. Did I say Atlanta Jets?
Yeah.
He was never a Winnipeg Jet. He was only an Atlanta Thrasher.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying like when the switchover like happened, when they went to the Winnipeg Jets, was it after the Heatley thing when he was on?
Yeah, because he was never on that team.
Because I was thinking like, was it like right after that though?
No, he probably moved before that. 2011 is when they switched. So it's been 6 years that the Winnipeg Jets. The Thrashers were a team from 99 to 2011. But, I mean, you know, is this something Winnipeg can sustain? You know, Patrick Laine, you know, they have Brian Little. They have Mark Scheifele. Obviously, Dustin Byfuglien. Connor Hellebuyck and net.
Try to see what Laine is doing right now. Because if he keeps turning it up, they can. Byfuglien's good, too. I'm trying to see what he was doing right now. Because I was huge on Winnipeg for a while, and then I just...
Danny Heatley went to Ottawa in 2005.
So it was 2005.
Yeah, so it was 7 years before they moved.
When did they move?
2000, I just said 2001.
No, I know, but I'm trying to... Never mind. Oh, I'm trying to figure out...
He was traded from Marion Hossa.
So it was, okay. It was Hossa.
Then in 2009, he went to the Sharks.
No, Winnipeg's not going to be able to sustain it. I don't think so.
Let's look at the other team then. 72 points, the number one team in the West. They're only a point behind the Lightning. The Vegas Golden Knights. Is this a fluke? Are they for real with all the players they've acquired?
Beginner's luck.
I mean, is that what it is? I mean, are they gonna bottom out?
It feels like it. Otherwise, they like the owners that bought in and got the team and everything. They know what they're doing. But how do these guys know how to play together like this that well? That's ridiculous what they're doing.
I mean, that's when you get nice vets, I guess.
They have the best inaugural season in all of NHL. Like. What was it, like 34, I think?
Yep, 34 wins.
They have like 32 games left. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're killing it right now. But I don't think it's going to stay that way.
They're a plus 39 on the goals.
I really don't think it's going to stay that way.
So I mean, they're scoring a lot. They have a 12-point lead on the Sharks for the lead in their division.
They're behind Tampa. Well, they got Tampa right now.
Only a game back.
Second behind... them for the like power rankings of all teams.
Well, so let's look at the East. Tampa Bay Lightning have 73 points. They have 1 point ahead of the Vegas Knights. Boston's in second. The Atlantic with 68. Toronto with 65. You move to the Metropolitan, you have 65 with Washington, 60 with the Devils, who are out of nowhere because they got Nico Hischier with the number two pick last year. So they were terrible. And now they're the number two seed. Pittsburgh then 1 point behind them with 59. You're looking at Columbus at 58 and Philly at 56 for the wild card. This is another logjam. Carolina is tied with Philly for the last playoff spot. The Rangers and Islanders both 1 point back. Then you got the Panthers and the Red Wings 8 back of Philly and Montreal 10 back of Philly. So 4 and 5 wins literally there. Ottawa sitting at 41, Buffalo at 37. They're probably out. Philly, Columbus, Carolina, Rangers, Islanders. You know, it's all kind of interchangeable with whatever happens. And Toronto with Austin Matthews is really doing good. They're a plus 25 on the points, but they're not moving up to catch them. Tampa Bay Lightning, a plus 51 goal differential. 35-13. They went on the road getting outshot by 15 against Calgary tonight. Can Tampa Bay win this thing?
I say that every year.
And I've said this too. I think Tampa's in the last 4 or 5 years, I've predicted Tampa to win the whole thing.
I say it every year.
This year they lost Hedman for a little bit, but I believe he's coming back soon. If they're healthy, can they win this?
I'm gonna say yeah. This is the year. Stammer seems to be doing good too. He doesn't seem to be getting his butt kicked all the time.
Kucherov.
Yeah, Kucherov. Yeah, I say yeah.
I mean, and I say that because if you look at the point standings, Steven Stamkos is tied for fourth with Phil Kessel at 59. Jakub Voracek on...
Wait, hold on. Go back. Phil Kessel?
Phil Kessel is 59, just like Stamkos does.
Wow.
Jakub Voracek was 60. Nathan MacKinnon was 61, having a resurgence. Leading scorer in the NHL, 64 points, Nikita Kucherov. He's leading the NHL.
I love Kucherov.
Quadro at 58, Johnny Gaudreau at 58, Tavares at 57, and then Crosby, McDavid, Blake Wheeler on Winnipeg, all at 56.
I say, yeah. I think they can.
And they got a shot. I mean, like I said, Kucherov's playing like a stud. Stamkos is playing very well. He's studding out as well. I mean, they have two of the top four scorers. But the guy that a lot of people were suspect on, especially when Ben Bishop got moved, Andrei Vasilevskiy is playing very good.
Yeah,
he's doing everything I thought he was going to do. They're competitive. And I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup. I really do.
I hope so.
Washington Capitals, 65 points. They're leading the Metropolitan Division. Is this just another, this is Washington?
I'm going to say, yeah. It's going to be Pittsburgh either way, so it doesn't matter.
So you're saying Pittsburgh comes out?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh-Tampa. Are you going Tampa?
I'm going Tampa.
Tampa's in your cup. Who do you see coming out of the West? If you don't think Vegas and you don't think Winnipeg, who at 72 and 69 points respectively are leading both of the Pacific and the Central Division with the top two records in the Western Conference. You like how I drained that out so you could pull this up?
No.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic.
It's kind of annoying. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I'm buying you.
I'm kidding. Calm down. Boy.
Okay.
Jesus.
Sorry, man. I felt like you looked at me like this. If you're taking Vegas and you're taking Winnipeg out of the scenario.
I might change it.
Nobody can see you smirking at me.
I know you can, though. That's all that matters. God. So we have to take them out? Both teams
No. You were the one who told me you're taking them out. You said none of them are for real. Well, no, you openly just got done saying that they're not.
I thought you meant not just this season.
No, I'm talking about this year.
With me. You know this.
I said, can this team sustain this going into the Stanley Cup playoffs? Said no.
Well, if I have to, because I thought something different, so that's my fault.
You got to use it from your have to.
I'm going to go the Golden Knights.
So you're going Tampa Bay and Golden and the Vegas Golden Knights and Stanley Cup.
Yes.
That is the most crazy thing I've ever heard, but it could happen. Now, obviously, they're the top two teams in the league, so that's the easiest pick to do.
I mean, it's not going to be the Blackhawks or the Wild.
No, Blackhawks aren't even close.
Exactly. It's not going to be the Jets. I don't think the Jets are going to do it. I think they'll fall off eventually here. The Sharks are always, like, creeping there, though.
Are you ready for my Stanley Cup?
I guess I have no choice.
Well, I don't have to say
it. I'll still analyze them. No, go ahead.
I'm saying it's going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning defeating the St. Louis Blues. Stanley Cup Finals.
The Blues still?
Blues got, what, 62 points, something like that?
65.
65, and Winnipeg's at
69?
Yeah. Only four out of the number one seed. Look, I ain't picking Colorado. I don't care if they got 60 points. I ain't picking Colorado. I'm not picking Calgary. I'm not picking Anaheim. I'm not picking the Kings. Dallas? Maybe. They got Ben Bishop. They got Martin Hansel. You know, two great additions in the offseason. I'd love to pick the Wild. But I think Vegas is going to go in the most successful expansion team ever, the second best record in the league, the best record in the Western Conference, and I think they're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Possible.
And when I say losing the first round of the playoffs, I'm talking as the number one seed, they're going to get beat in like five games.
I don't see that happening.
And I see Winnipeg as the two seed getting bounced in seven.
Yeah, I give Vegas more credit.
I don't see how they can sustain this in all sense of reality. I understand guys like Jonathan Marchessault and James Neal and Alex Tuck, if you want to go the Minnesota route, and with Eric Halla, are great. And Marc-Andre Fleury is a seasoned goalie, and, you know, they have a nice young piece in Malcolm Subban in net, too. So, like, I get what they have is good. But when you get to the playoffs and you and it gets down to, let's just say this. If you're in Vegas and you're playing Dallas in the first round, and this is when you overuse your talent, can they really sustain seeing Jason Spezza and Tyler Seguin and Martin Hansel and John Klingberg and the rest of the guys on extended minutes? I don't think so.
See, I didn't think of it that way. So that's a good point. I can do that.
I don't think so.
I don't know. They got a good thing. Whoa. They got a good thing to go now.
They do. They do. I mean, you know what? And with that, kudos, Vegas, you get this, man. You guys are playing fantastic.
Maybe they still just keep turning it up.
You never know. You never know. You know, we went about an hour and 20 minutes. We're going to cut it off here. I think this is the perfect time to go. Demetrius is at the point where I think he's ready to start playing some video games. I'm getting antsy. Our choices are catching up to both of us.
Woo!
So we're going to rock and roll. We appreciate y'all giving us your time for, you know, we almost went an hour and a half. This was literally spur on a whim. We came home from our shoot jobs, sat down and turned the computer on and decided to go live and talk to y'all. So, you know, it is what it is. We appreciate you coming on. If you haven't, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're on Google Play, we're on Radio TuneIn. There's Podcaster, I think, is one. FM Player is another. There's like three other platforms that apparently that we're on that I didn't sign us up for, but I'm going to damn sure take the credit and say that I did, because now we're on like seven different platforms, and obviously we're on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also WBLZ for them playing us. You know, we're on there for a little bit. So we appreciate y'all sticking with us. It's been fantastic. January was the greatest month in our – I mean, year four is 2 weeks from now for this show, man. I never thought this would ever happen. We appreciate it. You know, I've had so many people come in and rock out with me on this, and it's been fantastic. And we had more listeners in the month of January this year than we almost did for the entire 2017. We were well over 5,000 just in a month.
That's awesome.
I mean, we had a month in 2017 with 61 listens. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. Guys, we got a website launching any day now. We're almost done with it. The website launching. See you, Demetrius. The website will be launched. We got some Strong Style Media shirts on there. We got some WrestleCast wristbands. We got a bunch of merch for you guys, so you can get out and support us. You know, we're gonna have it for you guys, so you can rock out. We appreciate it. Catch Kyle Adams, Sona Sun Radio. I believe he's posting a show later today or tomorrow. Hopefully, we're back on track. Standing Eight Count Radio, 10 p.m. Sunday night. Errol Spence fight that we still haven't gotten to. Lucas Matisse fight that I really want to bring up to Elijah about, that scares me about Errol Spence Jr. being a draw. We're going to talk about that. Bunch of the upcomings. Monday, we got WrestleCast. Next Tuesday, we got another edition of SportsCast. Wednesday's the Pop Culturist. Thursday's Sona Summer. It just keeps going, man. It don't stop. You rock out with us. We rock out for you guys. All of us together. Big one. So fun. We love it. LeBron of the Lakers. Peace out.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey.
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy.
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky.
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong trash bags. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad ForceFlex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy.
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer odor control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Using an overpriced trash bag.
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks.
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag.
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex were sold head to head. So you'll be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Available at Sam's Club.
Hefty, hefty, hefty! Dude.